Patient name, Lindy is the first name, L-I-N-D-I, last name Hope, H-O-P-E. Date of birth is 8-8 of 1982, date of service 6-4 of 25. This is a 42-year-old female patient. She is here today with a complaint of acute onset of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. She's been having these issues now for the last day and a half. She does feel some relief at some point, but then it seems to always return. She denies having exposure to any spoiled or bad food. She doesn't know what caused this. She does work at a facility where they take care of patients, period, new paragraph. No other complaint has been voiced to me today. A complete review of systems has been done and completely negative except for what is mentioned in the chief complaint above. Period, new paragraph, drug allergies, none, current medication, none, medical history, hypertension, asthma, surgical history, tubal ligation, and a hernia. Social history. She does smoke off and on. Occasionally drinks socially. She smokes one pack per day. Period in the paragraph. I have advised her in smoking cessation. Period in the paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal and round. Ears, with grossly normal within normal limits. There is no tympanic membrane erythema. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Oral pharyngeal area, non-erythematous, oral mucosa is moist. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. Lungs, clear to auscultation, normal breathing pattern has been established. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Gastroenteritis, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Patient will be given Rocephin as an injection and along with Zofran as an injection, 4 milligram. Period, new paragraph. Patient will get the following oral medications as well. Cipro, 500 milligrams BID times 3 days, number 6. Flagyl, 500 milligrams BID times 3 days, number 6. And Zofran, 4 milligrams PO, 3 times daily, PRN nausea, number 15. Period, new paragraph. She used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor her symptoms, and call me in the morning if she's not improved.